Hare Krishna. So we're discussing the fourth reason that Arjuna is giving, and we are seeing the details of the same. So let's see the next detail that Arjuna is giving in the shloka number 42. It goes like this. Dosher etahi kulagnanam varnasankara karakahi utsad jante jati dharmaha kula dharmascha shashvataha. So Arjuna is trying his best to convince Krishna that we shouldn't fight. And here he is giving much more details to help himself to convince Krishna. He's saying, Doshair etahe, all these faults. Now what faults he's talking about? All these faults of Varnashankara. What is this Varnashankara? Unwanted population. So all these faults of Varnashankara. And who has caused this? Karakahi kulagnanam. The karakahi or the causes or the cause of these faults of unwanted population is kulagnanam, the ones who have done this evil deed of destroying the family. Indirectly, he's talking about himself. So he's saying, we will be the ones who will be responsible. We will be the cause of all these faults of emerging unwanted population. And then he says, because of this, what will happen? Now, in the previous verse, he gave one of the reasons of Pindodaka Kriya. Now, in this verse, he is giving another reason. He's saying, Shashvataha Jati Dharma Kula Dharma Cha Utsadyante. So he's saying, Shashvataha, the eternal. What eternal? The eternal Jati Dharma. So Jati Dharma here, in this particular case, it refers to the Kshatriya Dharma. So the principles of Kshatriya Dharma. Then second, he's saying Kula Dharma, the rules and regulations of a particular family. And Cha here represents the Ashrama Dharma or the principles related to Ashrama. That is Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. So all these Jati Dharma, the principles which are related to Kshatriyas. Second, Kula Dharma, to that particular family, the rules and regulations of that particular family. And Cha here represents the Ashrama Dharma or the principles to be followed when it comes to respective ashrams. So all these three, what will happen to that? Utsadyante will be devastated, completely devastated. And when this happens, then the society will be in chaos. Entire society will suffer. So Arjuna is saying, oh Krishna, so I'm telling you for sure this is going to happen, so we shouldn't fight, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't kill. Now here a very important message, you know, which is given by Prabhupada in the purport. See, if suppose this unwanted population comes up to the leadership role in the society, so surely, since they will not follow the eternal religion, the eternal dharma, they'll not follow those principles and rules and regulations, they'll create a huge chaos in the entire society. And because of this, consequently, Prabhupada writes here, consequently, people forget the aim of life, that is Vishnu. So what is the aim of life? What is the goal of life? Goal of life is to break the cycle of birth and death. But then, when irresponsible leaders come up to the leadership role, if the majority of the population becomes like that, then surely they'll forget the goal of life and they'll start living a very animalistic life. And because of this, they will just lose the opportunity, the rare opportunity of human form of life and an opportunity to perfect the human form of life. So in this way, now we understand this chaos will be created by unwanted population. This is what Arjuna is saying. But now if we analyze the current situation, the current age, modern age situation, is there any difference between what Arjuna is talking and what we are living in? Hardly any difference. Even now we see the entire society is chaotic. Why? One of the important thing is we are going away, we are drifting away from our eternal culture, even without our notice. And one of the main reason is people are not taking up to the life manual, Bhagavad Gita. They're not taking up to the principles. They're not following the principles of the same. And because of this, all this chaos, you know, we are seeing. So what can we do? What can we do for this? See, we are tiny beings. What can we do for the entire society? We cannot change the entire society. But surely we can contribute to the change that is there. And we have to start that from ourselves. First, we have to understand Bhagavad Gita, imbibe those principles in ourselves and take it more seriously. And after that, we have to spread this message of Bhagavad Gita for world peace. And when this happens, yes, surely, now currently we are going in the wrong direction. Surely at least the U-turn will happen and we'll come back to our culture, we'll revive our culture to have that peace, to have that stability, to have that happiness in the entire society. If we are not taking up to this, if we are not taking to the principles of Bhagavad Gita, then we all have to be ready to see, to witness the destruction of the entire human race. So this is what, you know, we see in this particular shloka. Look at every single shloka of Bhagavad Gita. So much to learn, so much to learn from every single shloka. Now Arjuna is going to give few more details to this particular reason of the if we destroy the family traditions, what will happen when the elders of the family are killed? Unwanted population will rise and family traditions will not be followed. And next what? Arjuna will speak that in the next shloka. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz, and it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz, and the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.